السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول الکریم، اما بعد. قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. افتؤمنون ببعض الکتاب وتکفرون ببعض، فما جزاء من يفعل ذلك منكم إلا خزي في الحياة الدنيا ويوم القيامة يردون إلى أشد العذاب وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, this is an ayat of the Quran Sharif which we heard last night in the Taraweeh. If a person has to take, for example, a Hajj package, now if the agent after arrival in Makkah Mukarramah or Madina Tayyibah has to give us part of the package as promised, and part of it he does not give and offer, then we will end up with war. We will end up with arguments that you promised us this package and we paid for this package, so we should be given what you have promised. And this goes for all other packages that we take. So Islam also is not the name of one or two things, namaz, roza, zakat or hajj, or some zikr, some tasbih, some ibadat. It is a package, it comes with everything. There's aqaid in it, our beliefs. There's worship, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. There's our transactions, there's our morals, our etiquette. So many things, they all form one package. Now the Bani Israel also were given a package. They were given certain laws, certain ahkam, just as we have been given, that you must read namaz, you must fast in Ramadan, you must do this, you must do that, you must be kind to the parents, and so many other laws they were given. So what they did is, what suited them, whatever was comfortable for them, whatever they saw some benefit, worldly benefit, then they accepted that. But in anything that they found any difficulty, then they rejected it. I discussed this at length in some Jumma Bayan, but just to give you in the short time, that this is what they did. That part of it they accepted, part of it they rejected. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent down punishment and azab upon them. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, why? Why did he send down that punishment? And of the many different kinds of punishment and azab that was sent, one of it which Allah Ta'ala discusses in this verse, he says, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. So do you accept or bring faith in some parts of the book and reject other parts? Now, although the story of his of Bani Israel, but whatever Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif is for Ummat of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and for the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam till the day of Qiyamah, that we should take a lesson from that. It is for us that when they did this, that they accepted certain things of the book and they rejected others, then Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. What else can be the reward for those people who practice in this manner? That means they accept certain things of the book and reject other things. What else can be the punishment? إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Humiliation, disgrace and suffering in this world. Allah Ta'ala says that that is the punishment. Allah Ta'ala says that is the reward of those people who accept part of the book and reject other parts. Humiliation, disgrace in this world. And Qiyamah day they will be consigned to very grievous azab and penalty and punishment in the fire of Jahannam. So we have to look at our lives in the light of this ayat. That are we not also selective when it comes to our deen? Are we not selective? That whatever suits us, we accept it. Whenever it suits us, we accept it. And anything that we find a little difficult on our nafs, or if we stand to gain by disobedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and disobedience to His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That means by the rejection of Sharia. If we stand to gain, our nafs get some enjoyment, then we will reject that part of the teaching of the Quran Sharif. We may not say it openly that we are rejecting it, but our actions will show that we have rejected it. Take every aspect of our life. Take every department of our life. Whether it is our businesses, whether it is our marriages, our walimas, our homes, our morals, our etiquettes, whatever we take, our transactions, we will find that we will accept certain parts and we will reject other parts. Now, I don't want to go into the tafsir of this ayat, and there's no time for tafsirs during the short time. But because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, out of His mercy, out of His kindness, out of His generosity, He has blessed us with this Mubarak month of Ramadan. There were so many people, as I mentioned in the Jummah Bayan, that when we were talking about the list of those that are going to die, being given to the angels in the night of Barat, Laylatul Barat, then Shaitan and Nafs will tell us that your name is not in that list. When we're listening to it, we will listen to it, and we will say, yes, it is true that the list is given to the angels that so and so is going to die during the course of this year. In fact, it is mentioned that the person is planting in the garden and yet his name is in the list of the dead. The person is marrying but his name is in the list of the dead. So many other things the person is doing but his name is already given to the angels that is going to die this year. Now when we listen to that, at that time we take it for granted that it is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, but it's not for us. Somebody else is going to die, somebody else's name is there. Nafs and Shaitan will not make us believe that our name is also in that list. And yet we have seen that from the 15th of Shaban up to the 1st of Ramadan, how many people lost some dear and beloved one. Either parents or children or from amongst the children or wives or relatives or family members. How many within the 15 days passed away? We only come to know about a few that are in our locality, but if you have to look at around the world, how many thousands of people passed away in the 15 days? That means their name were already in the list of the dead, not those that are going to die, already in the name of the dead. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows best whether our name is already in the list of the dead. So it is His ihsan, His fazal, that He conveyed us up to the month of Ramadan. So let us not do like the Bani Israel, that we take a part of the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah when it comes to the month of Ramadan. Now this month of Ramadan, again, we should not be like them, that we accept part of the teaching and reject other parts. Fasting, we will say, yes, that is a part of the teaching of the Quran Sharif, and if I don't fast, then my family members, my friends, everybody, they are going to criticize, so therefore let me fast. Or it is a habit to fast in Ramadan, so I'm going to fast. But that fast of the month of Ramadan, all the other teachings of the Quran and Sunnah with regards to that fast, that you should stay away from this, stay away from that, stay away from that, and especially all those things which are haram, totally forbidden, which we are ordered to stay away from throughout the year, how much more we must stay away in this month of Ramadan. So therefore, because it is the first of the bayans or talks after Fajr, this is the message that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that when they rejected certain parts of the book, then humiliation, suffering and disgrace came upon them. And if you have to look at the Muslim world, then this is why they are suffering humiliation and disgrace, that so many Muslim countries, so much of destruction is taking place in Palestine, but they cannot even all get together and spit at those armies which are bringing about such destruction. And yet we are so many Muslims in the world. We are at our lowest ebb. There's no izzat, there's no respect, there's no honor. The ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has become as if to say, a yateem. There's nobody to pass the hand of affection over its head anymore. Why is this suffering in spite of the fact that we've got oil wells and we've got everything? It is because those Muslim countries, whether you take Saudi Arabia or you take Jordan or you take Syria, you take Tunisia, you take any of those countries, look at their constitutions, look at their makeup, and see that it is just certain aspects of the teachings of Islam which are implemented and the rest of it is rejected. Why? Because we are living in a modern world. So let us not be like that. If we are going to do that, then we'll be keeping fast, we'll be making our namaz, we'll be doing everything, but there'll be no respect. Allah Ta'ala will not give us any kind of respect. There'll be humiliation, disgrace and suffering. And if we are going to accept the whole package, then too, as human beings, there will be some mistakes, some errors. But because our niyat is to follow to the T, whatever Allah Ta'ala has instructed and ordered, then if there are mistakes, the person will make tawbah, istighfar, Allah Ta'ala will forgive. So the month of Ramadan has started, and inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala wills, if Allah Ta'ala has not yet included our name in that list, that are going to die in the month of Ramadan, then we will be given the opportunity to fast and go on with our taraweeh and zikr and tilawat and ibadat and charities and other things, inshallah. So let us take it as a complete package. That means abstinence from sins, which is very, very important in the month of Ramadan. Then we will enjoy some kind of noor in our hearts. Wallah, we can take a billion qasams in this masjid and tell you that there's so much of noor and so much of rahmat and so much of barakat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down in Ramadan. Why we don't experience it is because one side we are loading with some sawab, with some ibadat, some zikr, some tilawat, and on the other side it's just coming out of our eyes, our ears, our tongues, all the noor is gone, nothing left inside, empty. I have a few minutes, I'll conclude with that one example, which is a beautiful example, that the car in which Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Mohd Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum was traveling from Jeddah to Makkah Mukarramah. So in that car, the air conditioner was on, but the car was not cooling. So the driver said, just check, somebody's window must be left open. So when they checked, the one person, passenger at the back, the window was open. So he said, close the window. When he closed the window, the car cooled. So Hazrat Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, he said, what a lesson we take from this, that the air conditioner cools, but when the window was left open, so the hot breeze was coming in, therefore the car was not cooling. So that is our condition, that zikr, tilawat, fasting, ibadat, it cools the heart, it fills up noor in the heart. But if we keep the windows open, we are committing sins through our eyes, our ears, our tongues, then what is going to happen is that all that coolness is going to go out, and inside there will be nothing but heat of sins and darkness. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah, all the blessings of this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Allah ta'ala must protect us, protect the ummah at large from all calamities, disasters, hardships and problems. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.